It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A connection between the newest mobile phones and air travel. I'm David Brancaccio. With airline crews out because of contact with COVID plus adverse weather, airlines again today are cutting schedules. About 1,700 U.S. flights are canceled for today, and that industry will face a new challenge, the rollout of ultra-fast mobile phone systems that could affect airborne equipment. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Hey, David, here we are in a new year, but this saga dates back to 2015, and it's coming to a head this week. It has to do with new, faster 5G service that Verizon and AT&T want to launch on Wednesday. They're using frequencies they licensed from the government for $80 billion, so a lot of money at stake. But various airline industry-related groups, the unions representing pilots and flight attendants, the FAA as well, all are worried that these frequencies may be too close to ones used by critical cockpit electronics, specifically radio altimeters, which tell airplanes how far off the ground they are. They're worried about whether planes will be able to safely navigate near airports, and until the FAA figures that out, it could set new safety precautions, meaning a lot of flight disruptions potentially this week, rerouted planes, delayed and canceled flights, particularly when there's bad weather or low visibility.
And what are we hearing from the people who make the rules?
Yeah, well, last week, the head of the FAA, Steve Dixon, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg asked the telecoms to delay launching their new 5G networks another couple of weeks. They've already delayed launch for a month. The CEOs of AT&T and Verizon responded yesterday and said no. They think the signals they'll launch this week are safe. The wireless carriers did offer to limit the power of the signals for now and to create buffer zones around airports, again, temporarily. And the FAA says it's now reviewing the telecom's response.
All right, Nova, thank you. Normally, 170,000 people go to the Consumer Electronics Show this first week of January, but now the Las Vegas Review-Journal says no one knows who will show, with big tech companies switching their participation to remote, given COVID. Organizers are cutting a day off the end of the show. Let's do the market numbers. As we enter the first business day of 2022, I can tell you that those of you who owned an S&P 500 index fund, a popular choice, are feeling like investment geniuses. The S&P rose 26.9% in the year just ended. Compare that to the tech-laden NASDAQ, up 21% last year, Dow up 19%. It's been the strongest three-year stretch for those indexes since the late 90s. What's the line from investment marketing? Past performance is no guarantee of future results. This morning, things are poised for a strong start, with the S&P future now up 0.7%. The benchmark 10-year interest rate starts 2022 at a low 1.51%. A key part of capitalism is funneling money to entrepreneurs and startups and the like, but data show financiers have failed when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. We've often reported on banking failures and, for instance, lending to black would-be homeowners, but it's much more than banking. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been reviewing some of the literature. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, David.
You've been reading the studies. Where else do we see this failure to lend and finance in an equitable fashion?
The asset management industry. I mean, this includes private equity, real estate, mutual funds, hedge funds. And, you know, David, the asset management industry, it's a cornerstone of the economy, which is why the business press spends so much time covering private equity and hedge funds. And in this industry, minority and women-owned firms account for a small percentage of the business.
All right. So these asset managers, you've seen the numbers on, I was going to say diversity, but it's really the numbers on lack of diversity.
Right. So the Knight Foundation, it's been tracking minority and women-owned asset management firms for more than a decade. And by the way, the term minority in their study, it means racial and ethnic groups such as Black and Asian. So the foundation's latest report looks at the asset management industry, totals more than $82 trillion. Only 1.4% of the total U.S.-based assets under management was managed by diverse-owned firms as of the fall of 2021. That's a sliver, David, of the total pie.
So about a trillion of 82 trillion, that's hardly a surprising result, but it is certainly disturbing. Now, you mentioned this is the latest in a series of studies. Do these studies track any progress?
There's been modest progress, small progress. So the first study was in this particular series, 2017. And, you know, the past 5 years, we have seen improvement. The percentage of U.S.-based assets under management by diverse-owned firms, it rose from 1% in 2016 to 1.4% in 2021. It's not much of a change, however.
Yeah. And what about investment performance to address that bias?
So I think this is absolutely critical in this study. The authors took great pains. These all these different performance metrics, David, to answer this question. And the bottom line, no consistent, statistically significant difference in performance among diverse and non-diverse owned groups across all the asset classes.
All right. The financial planning business sends a lot of client money into private equity, hedge funds, and the like. That's not particularly diverse either.
No, so I was reading the Knight Foundation study. It reminded me, and I went back, a 2018 survey of certified financial planners. Less than 3.5% of all 80,000 certified financial planners in the U.S. were Black or Latinx. Put it this way, there's only 2,700 Black or Latinx CFPs. So there's lots of initiatives underway in the asset management business, the financial planning industry. I mean, really the whole financial services industry to embrace greater diversity. But the message in numbers like this, there is so much more that needs to be done, especially since money and managing money is central to our economy.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, to start the year, the Dow future up 193 points, 0.5%. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.